I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, Hall of Famer Bob Cousy on basketball, regret, and his relationship with Bill Russell. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
I had the choice to start this week's segment with something depressing or something heartwarming, and I went with heartwarming. Steph Curry has written a letter to a 9-year-old fan, and all is right in the world again, right?
Absolutely. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Karen. Yeah, Riley Morrison, 9 years old. Wanted to know why they didn't make the Steph Curry sneakers, whatever they are, and I can't keep up anymore, for girls. So Steph Curry said, that's a really good question. We're going to start making sneakers for girls, and they're going to do it. Very good, Riley Morrison, who then got to do an interview with Teen Vogue, even though she's only 9 years old.
You know, what's amazing is actually all Steph Curry had to do, and this is what he did, is take the shoes that he sells in the boys' section and offer them in the girls' section as well, proving again that it's really easy to do the right thing.
It is enormously simple to do the right thing, exactly. But apparently Riley's also going to get to go to a Warriors game and hang out with Steph and everybody else and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, and that'll be fun too, but doing the right thing was enormously easy.
Meanwhile, in LA, Magic Johnson says the Lakers don't want to make the same mistakes the Cleveland Cavaliers made when it came to utilizing LeBron James. I don't know, 4 straight NBA Finals appearances, Cleveland didn't have it all wrong, right?
No, they didn't, but I think Magic, at least in terms of basketball, is doing a smart thing. The Lakers are rebuilding anyway. They're using him as kind of a really sturdy bridge into whatever comes next. They want him healthy at the end of the year. He takes an incredible pounding. People don't realize that because he's so big. But I think this is actually a very pretty smart move by Johnson and the Lakers.
Late last week, Reuben Foster was arrested for domestic violence for the second time this year. He was released by the San Francisco 49ers, a team that allegedly has a zero-tolerance policy. And then 3 days later, Washington picked him up. Were you among those who felt like this was a bad idea?
I think it's a terrible idea, pending what we don't know about the case. On the surface, it's an awful idea, particularly for the Redskins, who don't exactly have the greatest reputation for a social conscience right from their nickname on down.
Right.
And they're not helping themselves by having Doug Williams out there saying, well, we're not, you know, it's we knew there was going to be backlash and we understand that. Guess what? That's not the point. It's not always about you, Redskins.
Right.
The point is, this is a problem league-wide, and this is a move that will only exacerbate it.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was in the news this week. After an awkward handshake with his former coach, Mayfield apparently takes it personally when coaches go to work for divisional rivals after being fired. But I want to talk about a much more important story, Charlie. Why are so many couples naming their babies Baker?
Well, one guy said that his wife would only do it if Baker Mayfield retweeted the picture of them with, well, this is their dog, apparently, not the baby.
not the baby's not born
but
yet.
But the baby's not born until June. Unless Baker Mayfield retweeted the tweet, they weren't going to name the baby Baker, but apparently now they're going to. Personally, I would have named the dog Baker because I think it'd be nicer for the kid if he was named Bob or something
right
down the road. But that's just me.
Meanwhile, in France, authorities are striking back after a French couple decided to name their son Griezmann Mbappe. Why?
I'm absolutely completely baffled. I have no idea, except the French seem to love to meddle in this sort of thing. Apparently, the French do have the freedom to name their child whatever they want to name their child, which is mighty French of them, I think. But there's some limits, according to the French civil code. The first name may be refused at the time of the birth if it harms the interest of the child, including, apparently, whether or not the child will get chaffed about it as he goes through life. It is possible, for example, to name your kid something that is too complex for the average Frenchman to understand. I've seen the French food recipes. I don't know what problem this could possibly be. And also, if it contains foreign characters.
Well, we should explain who Griezmann and Mbappe are.
Yeah, he's kind of a Baker Mayfield thing. He's a soccer star. Actually, they're two soccer stars. Yeah, they combined the names and the French baby name police stopped by and said, no, if you name your kid Antoine, we'll go home and you won't have to feed us.
And finally, Charlie, an amateur football team in Dublin is apologizing for a gross error of judgment after teams across the league held a minute of silence to honor the memory of Fernando Nuno Lafuente. What's wrong with that?
Well, if I may quote a scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, he's not dead yet! somehow they got it in their head that Fernando had been killed in an auto accident, which was, you
know, not true.
Basically not true.
Not true at all.
So Fernando got to, like, Tom Sawyer, observe his own funeral. Apparently, the person responsible for this oversight has been sacked.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Sports!